Welcome to the Grow Tribe. I'm Melissa McGowan and I have been supporting teams and people grow for over two decades. So it might sound like I have it all figured out, but that is far from the truth. In my early 40s, I experienced my great energy crisis. It brought me to my knees. I was living and leading in survival zone, either doing or feeling healthy, but never at the same time. For myself, my family, and my career, I realized I needed to make some changes, and my biggest learning was to manage my energy. I felt more connected and alive, and I became the practicing chief energy officer of my life. And this is where the real growth started. I needed a tribe. I looked up and I realized I was not alone, and neither are you. Go to Grow is about connection with real and messy growth. The failing, the learning, the healing, the vulnerability, the bravery, and the aliveness, not just the glossy outcomes. We'll help you connect the dots between your energy and the impact you desire to have in your life. Our guests help create space for you to grow. They provide insights, inspiration, and information. We'll call them the practicing chief energy officers of their lives too. Go to Grow helps you navigate the rocky road towards greater growth for you. Are you feeling burned out? Well, you're not alone and I can help you. I'd love you to join the Chief Energy Officer program. You'll reduce your burnout symptoms so you can survive and thrive in your career and your personal life. We will banish burnout in 8 weeks starting in October. So if you need a roadmap that actually works for you, then check out the roadmap deal. This week only, it's 50% off the full price. So that expires the 24th of September. But actually for the Grow Tribe, I'll give you a couple of extra days to the 26th of September or until the spots fill up. So check out the link below and I would love you to join us and become the Chief Energy Officer of your life, banish burnout and see you later survival for good. I have been thinking about books that I've had for a long time that have really influenced how I approach, you know, work, life, relationships. And this was another one. So The Three Marriages, I got this book back in about 2010, and it talks about the three marriages that we're often in. So self, our relationship, and our work. And what it talks about, which I really love, is this idea of the marriage of marriages, and to actually try and balance our work with our relationships and our self means that we're actually just going to work harder in each of the marriages and, you know, end up sort of weakening, I guess, all of them or one of them. And what I'm finding is that it's taken me back to this idea that separating those marriages, and this year is really sort of highlighting that for people, particularly the marriage to self, is a real risk because they are integrated and it's an ongoing, you know, conversation. And I'm really, you know, challenging leaders and women right now to not sacrifice and stop talking about the marriage with the self, and that, you know, none of these marriages can be weakened without damage done to one of them. And I'm really encouraging you and challenging you that that damage is not done to the self. When we talk about work-life balance, as you know, I've said it before, you know, it's a myth. And when we say that, we're almost always talking about the effect that work has on one of our other marriages, our self or our relationship, rather than the other way around. But we know that obviously the marriages and the self, especially the inner self and the inner work on the self, can really impact our work and our other relationship. So at Go to Grow, it's all back to the foundation of self down the bottom. And I have just recently launched my Chief Energy Officer program. So it's about becoming your own Chief Energy Officer. And this one's targeted at women. It's firmly about that marriage to the self to impact all the important other things in our life, but not starving any one of them. A lot of hay fever going on here today. If any of you remember that ad, it used to be on TV with the woman walking around with the really big red head, sneezing and dripping eyes. Well, Stuart can hardly, you know, open his eyes. The hay fever's so bad. So for those in Melbourne in the wind, I hope that you don't have hay fever like we do, because drowsy heads are not great when you've got four kids home. Bye, everyone. So much, everyone. Thanks for choosing growth and being part of the tribe. The best way that you can support our weekly diverse, messy, real growth exploration is to share the growth love. Share an episode with your team, your boss, your family, your friends. Take a screenshot and post it. And of course, a rate review would be growthtastic. Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you next week.